Okay, Avrami, I'm going to stand if you don't mind, but do you hear me okay? See me okay? Okay. Fine. So last time we began discussing the halachos of chatzitza, let's focus now a little bit on the definition of makbid. Beis Yosef presents this as possibly a machlokes, a Rashba and Rambam. The Torah writes, if the norm is to sometimes be makbid, then it's chotzeitz. That's considered kepeda. The chotzeitz afilum ena makpedas alav ata. And it's going to be chotzeitz even if there's no hakpada right now. Afilum ena makpedas alav la'ola. Or even if she's never makpedas herself. Kevan shederach rov b'nei adam lahakbid b'kach chotzeitz. So long as it's a derech of rov b'nei adam to be makbid, that is enough to constitute a chatzitza. Meaning that we say, but l'daita l'chumra, that even if she herself is never makpedes, as long as rov b'nei adam are makbid, then but l'daita, and that's considered to be a chatzitza. The Beis Yosef says that this is the position of the Rashba, that we say, but l'daita l'chumra. And the Beis Yosef also understands in the other direction that if Rove is not Makbid, Rove Olam is not Makbid, but the individual woman is Makpedes, so the Beis Yosef understands within the Rashba that you say Bat L'Daita L'Kula as well. According to the Rashba, we say Bat L'Daita Bein L'Chumra Bein L'Kula. And he cites as evidence for that the Rashba in the Katzar Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. The Rashba writes that if her hairs and her head are kishura zubazu, so if they are kishuras achas al achas, ad shederach ha'isha lahakbid b'kach, hare elu chotzitzit. That if they're kishurim in such a way that it's the norm for women to be makbid, then that's a chatzitza, even if this particular individual woman herself is not makbedes. In this instance, the Rashba is tola on the kpeda of the olam, that if the norm is to be makbed, even if this woman is not makbedes, then we say, but la daita. That's l'chumra. And then we'll see in a moment where we see in the Rashba that that's l'kula as well. That's the Rashba on Lamed Beis Amid Beis in the Aruch and Lamed Beis Amid Aleph in the Katzar. That's Mefurish in the Rashba there, that where it's Reuben Makpidos, it's Chotzeitz, even if this woman is herself not Makpedes. So if the woman is not Makpedes and the Rove are Makpidin, and that's considered a kepeda, that's considered a chatzitza. And if the rove are not makpidos, and this woman is makpedes, I'm sorry, no, I switched it. I'm sorry. If the rove are a makpidos, zu makpedes, so that's what he quotes from the Rashba. Hayusa'aris rosha kishua zubazu. Imhein kishuas achal achas alachas. Vieshba harbe kishurim kach. Achadera ha'isha lahakbe bekach. Hare ilu chotzitzit. Ad Kan says the Beis Yosef, Horeisha Tala Davar Biderach Ha'isha Lahakbid, Velo Tala Davar Big Paper Dasa Shel Zu. So in this case, he says, the Rashba says, it's a chatzitza because derech nashim is to be makbid, implying that if in another case derech nashim is not to be makbid, then it's not going to be a chatzitza, even if this woman herself is makbedis. So that's what he understands in the Rashba. So again, sorry for the confusion. The Rashba is mefurash that you say bala daita l'chumra, that if the rov are makpidos, then even if this woman is not makpedes, it's considered chatzitza. And the Beis Yosef understands in the Rashba, the fact that the Rashba emphasized in the case of Sa'aros that you follow the Nashim de Alma, so that implies that you follow the Nashim de Alma across the board, even if it ends up being a Kula, that even if this woman is Makpedis, if Nashim de Alma not Makpedos, you say but Ledaita Lukula as well. That's what the Beis Yosef understands. The Rashba, they say but Ledaita Ben Lukula Ben Luchomer. And the Beis Yosef understands in the Rambam that the Rambam is machmir not to say Batla Daita Lukula. What's the Rai in the Rambam? So Rambam Perek Beis Halacha Tesvav in the Mikvos. Rambam Beis Tesvav. Shtesa aros o yeser hayu kishuas ka'achas kesher echad. If you have two or more hairs that are tied to each other, kesher echad, einan chotzesin, menesha mayim ba'in behet. So if they're tied two or more to each other, then that's sufficiently loose that the water can get underneath the hair, and that's not a chatzitza. V'sara achas, shenikishara chotzetzes. If you have one hair that's tied onto itself, so that's very tight, there's nowhere for the water to get under, and that's going to be a chatzitza. That's how the Rambam descends the Gemara on Samach Vav of Nima Achas. That's provided that there's kepeda. Avalim eino makbid alaha, also lo tevila. So the Beis Yosef understands that the Rambam assumes the default is that a single hair is going to be a chatzitza, where she is makpedes, even though the norm is that you wouldn't be makbid on a single hair alone. The Beis Yosef understands in the Rambam that this is an instance of potentially you would have said but ladaita lekula. The Rambam says nope, that if she's makpedes, even though the norm is a woman would not be makpidos on a single hair, still it's a chatzitza. So the Beis Yosef understood, based on this Rambam, the Rambam holds, you don't say Ba'la Daita L'chumra. Sorry, you don't say Ba'la Daita L'kula. That if this woman is Makpedos, even if the rover not Makpedos, it's still considered to be a chatzitza. So parenthetically, that's a machlokas. Rishonim had to understand that Gemara of Nima Achas. The Rambam understands if it's one hair, that's considered a chatzitza because the water can't get underneath. But two or more hairs is not considered a chatzitza. And that's how the Mechaber Paskins in Sifei. Beis Yosef quotes the Rashba, the Ran, that two hairs is considered a chatzitza. And the Ritva writes in Sukkah Daf Vav that one hair is dafka, not a chatzitza, because that's considered eino makbid. So nima achas is lav dafka. And when the Gemara says nima achas, it means multiple hairs where each one is tied over itself. And there, that's considered to be a chatzitza because it's behuduk. As opposed to three hairs that are tied together, which is not behuduk and not a chatzitza, and two hairs, the ritva is mesubik about. But Shulchan Aruch, we pass it like the Rambam, that one hair is a chatzitza, two hairs alone is not a chatzitza because the water can get underneath. But that's parenthetical for now. So again, the Beis Yosef understood that the Rashba says Batla Daita Bein Lakula Bein Lachumra, and the Rambam says you don't say Batla Daita Lakula. And the Beis Yosef is the topic, according to the Rambam. Would you say that we follow the women's kapeda lakula as well? So the Rambam does not say, but ladaita lakula, but you go in the other direction. If the woman is not makpedes, and everyone else is makbid, would you say that is not a chatzitza? Is he right? The Beis Yosef writes, "V'divrei Rami shekasati ish lada demashma de lo tala davar elabik peidasa shelzu, aval im eina makpedes alfa pisha derech shar nashim lahakbir lo chayitz the baser didaz linam bein lahakol bein lahakmir." Shaloka Deve Rashba. So maybe you say, according to the Rambam, that you follow her own Kapeda, Bein Lakula, Bein Lachumra. As opposed to the Rashba, who says, Bat Ladaita, Bein Lakula, Bein Lachumra. Sidrei Tara in Sifkata and Hey doesn't think that you could say, according to the Rambam, it's Tali Bidida, even Lakula, because of the Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Gimel. The Rambam writes, Beis Astari B'Isha Chotzeitz Ache Tadiach Tchila, that Beis Astari B'Isha is Chotzeitz, but a Beis Astari B'Ish is not chotzeitz. So the Sidrei Tara writes, Hare behedya shakasav shehebach b'ish, the kevan she'ein darkan shel anashim lahakbid, afa pishazem makbid, but ladaito. So the fact that the Rambam unequivocally distinguishes between an ish and isha as far as katzitza beis hastarim means to say that if the majority of anashim are not makbid, then even if this person is makbid, butla daito esa kolado. So that should show you that you don't say butla daito lakula. If it's the case that you say butla daito lakula, then the Rambam shouldn't have unequivocally said that beis hastarim is not so it's banashim. Because if you have a man who is makbid, then it should be chotzeitz. So we don't follow the individual kapeda across the board. We only follow the individual kapeda l'chumra and not l'kula. If it was the case that we follow the individual kapeda l'kula, then the Rambam shouldn't have unequivocally distinguished between men and women when it comes to chatzisa beis hasdarah. Because you would have had a case where an individual man is makbid, the rov of an ashim are not makbid on beis hasdarah. Let's say you have an individual who is makbid beis hasdarah. So if we follow the individual kepeda, then that should be a chatzitza for him. Ella what? The fact that he's makbid doesn't concern us. You say, but ladaita.
When I can't direct an action, so that I'm going to feel incredible about it. I'm going to see if I can laugh it. Call Apple, he was a very nice when you should have a look at your button. Happy, please. The case in darkness, you're not going to have to. I'm going to have a look at and the nation so that could feel in of and
Let's read the Siddur Torah together, okay? Akam shusa demarin beis Yosef lo yadati. Shekasav de b'divei Rambam yesh ladun demashma de la tala davar elabik beidasa shilzu. So the beis Yosef raises the question, do we say that it all depends on the individual's kapeda for the Rambam? Avalim eina makpedes, but if the individual's not makped, but if the woman's not makbid, even if other people are, it's not a chatzitza, the bar siddi does lean on, bein l'kula, bein l'chumra. So do we say, according to the Rambam, that we follow the individual, bein l'kula, bein l'chumra, v'shalok adivei rashba, de'ech efshar l'farish kebidivei rambam, de'im kain, Yisbar Ramakir Blazer, the Kol Tali Bekpei the Shela Tovel. So we'll see in a moment that's for Blazer in the Mishnah in Mikvos. Vein Chiluk Bein Ish Leisha. If it's the case that we always follow individual, then there should be no distinction between man and woman. Rei Rama Pasu Behedi Perbeis Mikvos Ketana Kamadur Blazer, the Michali Bein Ish Leisha. Veal Karchach Taimu Dinashim Darka Lahakbid, Mashenke Nanashim. If we follow the Tovel, and it's all dependent on the Kepeda of the individual, then there's no reason to distinguish between Ish and Ish. We just look at the Tovel, him or herself. The Afarambam Sphir Luhu does lina lahachmir basa ruba da alma, that your machmir to follow the rov of the olam. Vahadim befal gina and bein ish leisha, mayri shehem ein makpidin klal. And the tie that we distinguish between ish leisha is where there's no kepeda. Ubinashim came into Shar Nashim Akpid and Baladaita. Ubanashim came into Amakpid and Vayunami Lokapid. Misham Haki and Chotzeits. Abamanda Kapit, Sphir Lahula Ramadil Olam Talina Bikpedaso, Lahafmir, Velozina Basaruba da Alma. So he says, according to the Rambam, you say Baladaito Lachumra, if the individual is not Makpedas, but the Rove are Makpid. Then we follow the Rov. But you don't say about Ladaita Lakula. If it was the case that we say about Ladaita Bein Lakula, if it was the case that you follow the individual Bein Lakula, Bein Lachumra, so then what the norm is of no consequence in either direction. So it doesn't make a difference. Anashim normally do this, Nashim normally do that. So the Rambam still says that we say but l'daita l'chumra, that we are concerned about the norm l'chumra, but if an individual is not makbid, and the robe is not makbid, it's not a chatzitza. But if an individual is makbid, then you still be machmir based on the kepeda of the individual, and you don't follow the rov. So he's not machriach. So the raya from the fact that there's a blanket distinction between anashim and beinashim is that you don't automatically follow the individual. But right, it still may be the case, it says, according to the Rambam, that the individual is relevant l'chumra. So the fact that we have these broad categories establishes that you don't say but l'daita l'kula, but it's still conceivable in the Rambam that you do say that you do follow the kapeda of the individual lechumra. Yeah, is that what you're saying? Okay. So again, according to the Rashba, where the Beis Yosef understands the Rashba, we say Batla Daita Bein Lekula Bein Lechumra. The Beis Yosef entertains that maybe according to the Rambam, you follow the individual Kepeda Bein Lekula Bein Lechumra. And the Siddur Tara thinks, no, according to the Rambam, you follow the individual Kepeda Lechumra, but not Lekula. Okay. Rabbi Morgenstern points out that the Ramban is also mashma that you follow the individual lechumra. The Ramban is Perek Tes Halacha Yud Gimel. Afilu kol shehu chotzeis betfila. Kesad, Hayala Budseko Zephas of Dam Yave Shadam Shadisrak Babasar, Afilu Laf, Hayosibhemidvar Machotasim, Afilu Tipa Kachardal, Imak Peda Saleha, the Dark Alahavira, Lo Osla Tfila. So if she has even a Tipa Kachardal, which presumably is a size here, even if that's not, I'm most sure to understand the classic Tipa Kachardal. Even if she has a typical chardal, if she's makbed and darka lavira, the tefillah doesn't count. Then ain darkan shall nashim lahakbed bekach laolam also la tefillah. And if it's not the derech to ever be makbed on such a thing, then also la tefillah. So if it's ain dark and shall nashim lahakbi b'kach la'olam, the woman never will be makbid in such a thing, also la tefila. But short of that, if she's makpedes and rov nashim wouldn't be makbid, that still would be a chatzitza. It's only in the extreme of ain dark and shall nashim lahakbi b'kach la'olam, that is not a chatzitza, but anything short of that la'olam, we do take into consideration the individual woman's kepeda. I'm sorry?
Why would we not care about her kepeda, even if both make a bunch of for saying that?
We're saying for her kepeda, we'd be makri l'chumra if it's anything short of no one ever be makbid l'olam. But if it's, even if it's rov that are not makbid, because if this woman's kepeda is a chad mine elef kind of kepeda, that no one else in the world is going to have such a kepeda, then the Rabban would acknowledge that's a super baladaita ezekalada. But normally we talk about baladait in this context, we talk about the rov, or rov nashim makpidas. So if rov nashim are not makpidas, and she's makpedes, it's still a chatzitza. It's only in the extreme where no one in the world would ever be makpid. It's a totally unreasonable kepeda, beyond any scope of normalcy, then it wouldn't be a chatzitza. Okay, now the Beis Yosef's Raya to the Rashba holding that we say Bat L'Daita across the board, was from his comment about Sa'aras. that if you have sa'aros kashuros ubezu, ad shederach ha'isha lahakbid b'kacha re'elu chotzitzin. So the Rashba's toled on the general kepeda and not on kepedasa shelzu. Right, the Rashba told it on the kpeda of the olam in general, such that if mashra, if this woman is not makpedes, even if the rov are makbid, we say butla daita. So Rabbi Stern in his Shari Tvila points out that there's a more mefurish Rashba than this, and he wonders why the Beis Yosef quotes this Rashba by Saros and not the following Rashba. The Rashba writes off in the Torah Sabayis, commenting on the Mishnah Mikvos Perek Tes Mishnah Gimel. Mikvos Perek Tes Mishnah Gimel, the Mishnah says, Eilu she'ein chotzitzin, kilke harosh, beis hashachi, beis hasarim, so braids on the hair and armpits, beis hasarim, the ish, are now chotzitz. Reb Lazar Omer Echad Ish VeEchad Isha Kol Makbid Lav Chotzeis VeShei Makbid Lav Ein Chotzeis. And Reb Lazar says no difference between man and woman. Whatever you're makbid on is chotzeis. Whatever you're not makbid on is not chotzeis. So that was what the Sidri Tar was referencing that we just saw, and the basis of that the Rambam distinguishing between Ish and Isha. Says the Rashba. The Rashba juxtaposes or asks a steer between this Mishnah and the Tosefta, but the Yishuv of the Rashba, which is what's Nogel in Yanenu, the Rashba writes in explaining the Mishnah, Reb Lazar Omer Echad Ish Echad Isha Kol Makbid Lav Chotzeitz V'She'ein Makbid Lav Eino Chotzeitz Alma L'Rabbanan Bein Makpedes Bein Eino Makpedes Chotzeitz. So it sounds like, according to the Rabbanan Reb Lazar, according to the Chachamim, then the Chassidus is a problem whether or not she's Makpedes. The Reb Lazar is the one who says that all depends on Kepeda. Kol Makbid Lav Chotzeitz, Shein Makbid Lav Eino Chotzeitz. But according to Rabbanan, Bein Makpedes, Bein Eino Makpedes Chotzeitz. It's going to be a Chassidus independent of Kepeda. Reb Lazar is the one who distinguishes between Makpedes and Eino Makpedes. Says the Rashba, Ishlomar, Dil Rabbanan, Kevan de Darkan Shalnashim Nisuos Lahakbid. According to the Rabbanan, since the norm for married women is to be makbid on Seyar in these places where it's chotzeitz, Afilu Eina Makpedes Baladaita. The married woman is normally makpedes in these areas, even if she herself is not makpedes, will say Baladaita. Ula Olam Binisua. Shadarka lahakbid, and by a nesua, there the norm is to be makbid, and that's the nidon of the Mishnah. The hepech beish, the kaven she'ein darken shel anashim lahakbid, afa pishazem makbid baladaita, as opposed to a man, where the norm is not to be makbid, So even if this man is makbid, you say baladaito. So the woman, you say baladaito to the norm that is makbid, and the man, you say baladaito to the norm that's not makbid. Ulur blazer, it says Reb Shimon, but it's supposed to be blazer. Reb Shimon is a parallel sheet in the Tosefta. Ulur blazer, kol echad ve'echa lefi hakpadaso, vein ish ben isha. According to Reb Lozer, everything follows the individual kepeda. The kaimalan kerabban. So says Rabbi Stern, this seems to be more mefurish that the Rashba, in this citation in Taras Abayis, understands that the machlokes, Reb Lozer and Chachamim, and that Mishnah in Mikos, is goof at this point. Do we say butler daito across the board or not? And according to Reb Lozer, we follow the kepeda of the individual, bein l'kula, bein l'chumra, and according to chachamim, we follow the rov, bein l'kula, bein l'chumra. And if we paskin like chachamim, as we do, so that would indicate that we follow, that we say, bat l'daito, bein l'kula, bein l'chumra, and we always follow the rov. So that seems to be the Rashba is medayik, the Beis Yosef is medayik with the Rashba Beis Saros, about his position of baladaita. But this seems to be more mefurash, that this is gufa the machlokas tanoim. Do you say baladaita ben lekula ben lechumra, or do you say you follow the kepeda of the individual? So he leaves that with a ha'ara on the Beis Yosef, why the Beis Yosef did not quote this citation from the Rashba. And then he says that the Rambam who may hold, the Beis Yosef understands at least that the Rambam holds that you follow the kepeda of the individual, bein l'kula bein l'chumra, sidri tara notwithstanding. So he might have been goreis differently in the Mishnah that the seifa, or not goreis, but the seifa of Kol ha-makbid alav chotzeitz, vish e-makbid alav ein chotzeitz, is l'kula yalma. That Evan agrees, that we follow the kepeda of the tovel to some extent, and the machlokes tanoim is whether we assume that a Isha is the only one who's makbid on a chasis to Beis Asarim or an Isha as well. And the machlokas of Lazar Chamim is about whether there is a default kepeda for Anashim. But everyone agrees fundamentally that you do follow the kepeda of the individual. So he says maybe that's how the Rambam read the Mishnah and some of the Mefarshei Mishnah seem to conform with that. Okay, so what do we say in Shulchan Aruch? The Mechaber writes in Sif Aleph, Im derech b'nei adam lef'amim lahakbid alav chotzeitz, that if the norm is that people are makbid on such a thing, at least at times, it's a chatzitza, afilu im eina makpedos lav ata, even if she's not makpedos on it right now, o afilu eina makpedos lav la'olam, kema shederech ro b'nei adam lahakbid alav chotzeitz. So the Mechaber writes that we say, but l'daita lechumra, that even if the woman herself is not makpedas, but if the rov are makpedos, then that is chotzeitz. And that's all the Mechaber says. The Mechaber does not weigh in explicitly about a case where the woman is herself makpedas and the rov are not. Do you say but l'daita l'kula? Right, so Beis Yosef understood that according to the Rashi, you say Baladaita Lukula, and understood that according to the Rambam, you don't. But the Mechaber doesn't write explicitly what the din is, whether you say Baladaita Lukula. If a woman is herself Makpedes and other people are not Makpedes. The Taz writes in Sifkat and Dalit, Sifkat and Gimel, sorry. Keva Shaderach Ro B'nei Adam. They still say Nistapek Im Shar B'nei Adam Eina Makpidim Vizu Makpedes. But do you say But Ladaita Lichumra? Sorry, But Ladaita Lukula. If she's Makpedes and other people are not. The Kasa B'darke Moshe Deb Mordechai Kasa B'hedya Shechotzeitz. The Mordechai writes that we're Machmir that if she's Makpedes, it's considered a chatzitza, even if the rove or not. We're Machmir to say lo but ladaita lakula. What Mordechai are we talking about? So the Mordechai, the Darkei Moshe quotes Mordechai in Simon Tavshin Memches, who writes, Im hi makpedes, chotzeitz af b'miyat. That if she is makpedes, then even if it's a miyat, that's considered a miyat hamakpid. Even if the row, implication is even if the row of people are not makpedos, but she is makpedes, that's considered a chatzitza. At the Shach in Sivkat and Yudalid, the Shach in Sivkata and Yudalid writes that this is the Mordechai that the Rama references in Sif Yudalid. The Mechaber writes in Sif Yudalid, Tit Tayavan, the Tit Tayotzrim, Tit Adrachim, Hanimsa Sham Tamid, Afil Mosachamo, Kalelechosin. So these are all cases in the Mishnayos in the ninth parak of Mikvos, various types of cement that are considered a chatzitza. The shar kol atir kishulach in a chotzitz sharehu nimcha b'mayim kishu yavish chotzitz. And other types of tit, it depends whether they are lach or yavish. Says Rama, umiyu, imhi makpedes, afilu b'davar lach chotzitz. But if she is herself makpedes, then even in a davar lach, it's chotzitz, rokeach u'mordachel chosnitz. That's that Mordechai, that it follows the individual kepeda, even if the rov are not makpedes. Because the Mishnah establishes that the distinction between lach and yavesh indicates or reflects a certain rov, that rov for standard tit, the rov of people are not makpedos on tit halach. But if this individual is makpedes, says the Mordechai, then it's still a chatzitza, even if it goes against the rov. So Shach points out that it's mevurar implicitly in this Ramah that the Ramah is taking a stand that even if you have a butla daita situation, sorry, even if you have a woman who is herself makpedes, you don't say butla daita lakula, and you have to treat that as a chatzitza, even if rov people would not be makpedes. Okay. There is a tshuva of Chaim Ozer, which we'll come to again later on, but we had referenced last time, under what circumstances are there grounds to be, or at least look the other way as far as the Ramah's Chumrah, that we're Makbid even on a Miyat She'eno, even on a Miyat She'eno Makbid. So if you have a woman who refuses to go to the mikvah, if you make her remove certain chatzitzas that are now chatzitzas in Mikra Din, what latitude do you have? So Reb Chaim Ozer is one of the shuvas that weighs in on this topic. Chela Gimel, Lamed Gimel, Os Aleph. Chela Gimel, Simen Lamed Gimel, Os Aleph. Bidvar She Lasso, Odos Nashim, Hanogo Sagadol Tzipranayim, Manikur. She Nishar Mishtei Nashim, Nishar Mishtei Nashim, Arosas, Lishmur Dine Taru V'Tvila Kedas. Actually, Yigzazu as a Tzipranayim. So they're willing to keep Taras HaMishpacha, with the exception, they're not willing to trim their nails. So we'll talk about nails a little later in the Siman. But given that the minhag is that we're machmir to trim nails significantly. And Lamaisa, even if you leave one nail untrimmed, you have to go to the mikveh again. So what latitude is there to allow these women to go to the mikveh if they're going to insist on preserving their manicures? Says Reb Chaim Ozer, the MS Hitcha Yedidi Koterasa Rama Lishol, that you're asking a tough question. And you really should try to convince them to follow the Minag Yisrael. Ulam, im adavar nimna, if it's impossible. The yuchlu lava lidei miksha limana aidei zemit fila. But if it's, your choice is either let them go in with their long nails or they're not going to go to the mikvah at all. Yesh letzadu b'zeh. Ki hanashim minakos heitev esat zipranayim. V'hein makpidos dafka libli ligzos. So these women that have very clean nails are makpidos not to cut the nails. Virak hecha sherobine adam makpidim azlina basaruba. So we only follow the rove in general where the rove are makpidos. Vahacha, the MS robine adam eina makpidim alitzipore. Most women in the world are not makpidos on nails. V'gam hanoshim eina makpidos rak b'shas tefila mechashas shechumra. And even the women that go to the mikvah, they're not fundamentally makpidos to have short nails. It's just because of the chumra that we impose. U'minale de rov hanoshim makpidos alzeh. But if you look in the at the broader population, so most nashim are probably not makpidos. And all the women that don't keep taras from Shabbat that never go to the mikvah, they're definitely not makpidas. Umashach miru bazeh gam b'di'eved, haino l'fishi atma makpidas al zeh. El shishacha, the only reason we're makpid to make a woman go back to the mikvah if she forgot to cut her nails is because fundamentally she's normally makpidas because of the tefillah and she forgot to. U'b'chi agavna she'i makpidas gam hecha d'rob b'nei adam e'na makpidim chotzeis. And there we're machmir that if a woman is makpedas, even though the rover not, so we're machmir to treat that as a kpeda. We don't say but l'daita l'kula. Ma she'enkein hecha she'hi eina makpedas klal v'adura b'rotza dafka she'lilizgo satziporen v'lipo kach bazeh im ein roben the other makpeda v'rak sherova tovlos makpedos lo havei ruba u'mikeven de'hi eina makpedas eina chotzetz. So Chaim Moser suggests that when fundamentally, on a in principle, when you look at Rov, so maybe you're not looking at Rov of the Nashim that are Tovlos, you're looking at Rov of a much larger sample. And the push comes to shove, you really should define Kpeda, Mikra Din, based on the larger sample of Rov. Gam Yeshit Sari Bezeh Hashita Das Lina Basur Dida, and the end of the law, and can become machimation sarfil sniff. And then you could also be sorry if that shita that we do follow her own kapeda, even the kula. So fundamentally, Chaim Moses suggests that maybe if you're looking at rov, you can look at rov of the olam, not just rov of nashim atoblos. And in this chasid chak situation, to keep in mitzarev the shitas that you follow the individual kapeda, even the kula. Okay. Mishnah Mikvot, Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. Elu chotzesim ba'adam, chutei tzemer, v'chutei pishtan, v'arutzuas sheberashi abanos. The following things constitute a chatzitza, strands of wool, of linen, and straps sheberashi abanos. Rabbi Huda omer shel tzemer v'shel seyar, enam chotzesim, v'nei shemayim ba'am. That if they're made out of wool or hair, so that's loose enough that the water gets underneath, that's not considered a chatzitza. Says the Ravid in Shara Tvila Peribez Osvav, Shara Tvila Peribez Osvav, and quoted by the Rush, V'ikashalach, Chutei Tzemer V'chutei Pishtan, V'ritzua Shavarashi Abanos, Amai Chotzitzin, So we're talking about strings that are tied to hair. Why is that a chatzitza? Halomi uta shena makbid. Who? Isn't that a miyad shena makbid? It's a miyad of the area of the hair. Even if you assume like the gaonim that were looking at the hair alone. And it's Eina Makbedes, because she's very happy to keep the string in her hair. Says the Rabbi, lo, Makbedesi. Delo tema kosha Eina Makbed ala b'sha'asa tvila. So we don't only define Kpeda based on Sha'asa tvila. El in takbed ala sha'achas, davar ha-makbed ala hu, she efshe shelo tavir osam al rosha, b'sha'asha chafefes es rosha. That if she's Makbedes at some point, is considered a davar hamakbid, because at some point she's going to wash her hair and she's going to take it off. So we don't define kapeda just based on shas tefila. We define kapeda in the broader time frame. That if there's a point at which she's going to take it off, that's considered to be kapeda. V'chein hatabas shebiyada. Similarly, a ring. Efshar shelo tavi rena b'shas alisha. So even though a woman will keep on a ring most times, she's going to take it off when she needs the dough. So when she's baking or cooking. And so long as there are times at which the woman is going to take off the rings, that's considered makpedes. And this is how the Taz understands the din in Sif Kaf Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Hashirayim v'nizamim, Hashirim v'nizamim v'atabos v'akatulos. So rings or nose rings and necklaces and bracelets. Imhem refuyim enam chotzesim, vimhem udakim chotzim. So it depends on whether they're tight or loose. Says the Taz in Sivkatim Kaf Gimel, mudakim chotzesim. Ve'ein lomar hamiyat she'enam akbet hu, or ein lahachos hamiyat she'enam akbet hu. So no, the reason that a ring is considered to be a chatzitza if it's mehudak is because you're going to take it off when you need, even if you don't take it off regularly, as long as there are certain times where you're going to need to take it off, that's considered to be a chatzitza. Piskei Tshuva, Sifkatan Aleph, quotes a Zichron Yosef. I am Yeshua Zichron Yosef, Simon Yud. Mikol Makom, Be'in and Davka Shemakpedes Le'ita Mizumanos, Goes in Shekas of Ataz, the Tabas Mudekas Be'etzpa, Chotzeitz, because you take it off Mishas Lisha. Taharei, in Mikla La'isa Lalish Kama Pamim Hayoma Machar Mesiresa. So the woman might end up kneading or cooking or baking anytime, and then she's going to take it off. Aval in Eina Makpedes Rak Pamachas is Mamaruba Lo, but if she's only going to take it off once in the Yovel, then that's not considered to be Kepeta. Umasha Kasa B'Shulchan Aruch Afilu Eina Makpedes Lav Ata in Sif Aleph Ein Perusho Elish Makpedes Lav LeBesof Luzman Rachok Ela Perusho She Eina Makpedes Ata B'Shas Tefila Mikamakom Makpedes B'Yamim Shekodim L'Achar Tefila. So if she's going to have occasion reasonably to take it off sometime soon, yesterday, today, tomorrow, whenever she's going to need, or the opportunity to knead or cook or bake is going to come up on a regular basis, then that's considered to be a chatzitza. But if she's only going to take it off on a very rare occasion, that's not enough to consider it a chatzitza. But Rav Moshe tries to pin down the parameters of the Zichron Yosef in his tshuva about temporary fillings. Rav Moshe has a few significant tshuvas in Chelek Aleph about chatzitza issues. We'll try to address them as we go on a little bit. But Simon Sadi Zion, he addresses a temporary filling. Is a temporary filling considered a chatzitza? Lemaisa, you're not planning on removing it at any given time. You're only going to remove it when the dentist says it's time to remove it. So he explains within the Zichron Yosef that the Kavana of the Zichron Yosef is at any given time, there's a possibility you might remove the ring. Because you don't know when the next time you're going to bake is. But it's conceivable at any given time you're going to have a reason to remove the ring. But if you know that there's no way in the world you're going to remove it within a certain amount of time, so then that's not considered to be a chatzitza. And Rosh says, Pashut, ain't coming us a lechali bezman meruba kigol lemeshach shana, bein lezman muad kilemeshach chodesh upachas. Doesn't mean to say that there's some firm demarcation that if you're going to remove it in the next month, it's a chatzitza. If you're not going to remove it for a year, it's not a chatzitza. The menala liten kitzva, the shir, the davar zeh. Who's to say where to draw the line? Me'arach hashavik gemar lo metzinu zeh. Ela tzarach lomar, the kavanasa lechali benek peida lahasi b'shas lisha, she'en lezeh zman katzav, the efshar she'iz dami lo b'chol yom v'gam b'layla, l'cheinachsha b'chol ey, she'imak pedes, deinu chol levat lo al meshach zman. U'ben kishak peida lahasi hu rak l'zman katzav. That's manahu vaday lo tisal kenu. Havya ena makpedis as manahu. But if you know that there's no way in the world you're going to remove it up to a certain point, so then that's considered ena makpedis up to that point. And it doesn't make a difference if that point is a year away or a month away. That if the dentist tells you that come back and remove the temporary filling in 2 weeks, so that's considered ena makpedis for the next 2 weeks. It could be that a woman would never remove her ring for 6 months at a time, but that's not because fundamentally it's going to stay there for 6 months. She might have occasion to remove it, and she just never did. But if you know that there's no way in the world this temporary filling is coming out for the next 2 weeks, then that's not considered to be makpedes during that two-week period. The Pesach Tshuva in Sifkat and Tesayin, Kosa Machlokas and Noda Bihuda, and the Chasam Sofer about a Tabas Shebi Prozder. So the way the Pesach Shuvah presents this Machlokas is that if you have a Tabas Bi Prozder and you know that you're going to have to remove it to perform Bidikos, then that's definitely considered to be a Chatzitza. And the machlokas is, what if you don't have to remove it to perform bedikos? It's far enough, it's inserted far enough, but you will have to remove it for birth. So the Chasam Sofer says, that's not considered kapeda, because the only reason you're removing it is either to make sure that the tabas doesn't get... the reason you're removing it is to allow for the baby to come out safely, but not that you're fundamentally makbid about that tabas. And then another yudah says that no, that's considered enough of a kpeda to be considered a chatzitza. So Ramosh initially thinks that the Noda Bihuda, the Chasam Sofer, the fact that they both agree that if they have to remove it to perform bedikos, that's considered a chatzitza, that sounds like they're arguing in the Zichron Yosef. Because this sounds like something also, the only reason you would remove it is at a certain finite time where you need to perform bedikos, so that should be the same as a temporary filling. And Moshe says, not necessarily. Maybe bedikos is different because there could be many occasions or situations where you're going to have to end up doing bedikos in an unexpected way. As you have end up being soser, you end up having a kesem, and then you have to start doing bedikos. So there are different situations where at any given time there may be a need for a hefsek, for a bedika. So maybe that's different. Maybe that's more analogous to the tabas shabayad than to a temporary filling or something that is definitely going to stay in there for a defined period of time. Okay, we'll stop here. Yeah, Mayor. But I think that's because of the chumrah that we'll talk about of treating fingernails differently because of a certain low pluck. But yeah, fundamentally, on an ikra level, maybe it would be analogous. But we'll talk about nails, and that's a different status. Okay.